KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
High school girls softball play last night. Regional finals in the two big classes. In Class 5A last night, it was West Des Moines Valley downing Abraham Lincoln by a final of 12-2. Other 5A winners include Dowling Catholic, Southeast Polk, Muscatine, Johnston, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, Pleasant Valley, and Waukee. Those winners all making up the 5A state tournament field. In Class 4A, winners included Carlisle, Clear Creek Amana, Dallas Center Grimes, Lamar's, West Delaware, Norwalk, Oskaloosa, and Solon. No area teams involved in the 4A regional finals. Those winners make up the Class 4A girls state softball tournament field. Boys district baseball continued last night. Class 1A district play saw Arweva beat Kingsley Pearson 7-1, Bedford over Nishnabotna 14-9, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Audubon 1-0. It was Exira EHK over Griswold 8-1, Earlham beat Guthrie Center 1-0, East Mills over Sydney 6-4, East Union topping Lamoni 6-2, Fremont Mills over Essex 11-0. Lawton Bronson beat Bowyer Valley 16-1. Lennox over Stanton 12-2. Logan Magnolia beat AHST 8-4. Madrid edging Cam 8-7. Murray over Mount Air 12-9. Nottoway Valley beat Iowa Christian Academy 7-2. Underwood over Riverside 4-1. West Harrison beat Tri-Center 11-1. Those winners all move on in 1A district play. In 2A districts last night, Maple Valley topping East Sac County 3-0, Ogden 3-0 over West Central Valley. It was Ridgeview beating Kemper Catholic 5-3, St. Albert topping Missouri Valley 7-0, Trainer beat Shenandoah 8-1, and Van Meter over Panorama 16-6. Those winners all moving on in 2A tournament play. Well, the American League has won the All-Star Game for the second straight year following big hits by Derek Jeter, Mike Trout, and Miguel Cabrera. Jeter had a pair of leadoff hits. Trout provided a couple of go-ahead RBIs, and Cabrera slammed a two-run homer as the AL topped the NL 5-3. Jeter received a thunderous ovation before hitting a leadoff double to spark the AL's three-run first inning. Jeter also singled in the third before leaving the game to another standing ovation just before the start of the fourth. Jeter is a lifetime 481 hitter in the Midsummer Classic, going 13-27, the 14-time All-Star is retiring after the season. Trout opened up the scoring with an RBI triple before scoring on Cabrera's two-run homer in the first inning. The American League quickly squandered that three-run lead before Trout came through with a tie-breaking RBI double in the fifth inning. Trout was named the game's MVP, the first Angels player to be so honored since Garrett Anderson in 2003. Jonathan Lucroy hit a pair of RBI doubles for the National League, which has lost 14 of the last 18 All-Star games. Max Scherzer picked up the victory after striking out two in a scoreless fifth inning. Glenn Perkins needed just nine pitches to work a perfect ninth to claim the save. Pat Neshek was the loser, charged with two runs in just a third of an inning. The National League now leads the all-time series 43-39-2. Athletics owner Lou Wolf says he's willing to re-examine whether it would make sense to build a new ballpark at the site of Oakland Coliseum. Wolf has hoped for a new stadium in nearby San Jose, but the San Francisco Giants control that territory, and they've blocked the A's from moving there. The Coliseum has hosted the A's since 1968, but has had sewage and lighting problems. Bud Selig maintains Major League Baseball had no idea Alex Rodriguez received a medical exemption from the Sports Drug Administrator to use a testosterone-boosting substance in 2007. According to the book Blood Sport, Alex Rodriguez, Biogenesis, and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era, Rodriguez was granted an exemption by Brian W. Smith, then the independent administrator of baseball's drug program. The New York Yankees third baseman is serving a season-long ban this year after an MLB drug investigation. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg says surgery to replace his pacemaker was a success. Hoiberg underwent the procedure Tuesday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Hoiberg said that he was cleared to be discharged and he returned home later that day. Hoiberg was forced to retire from the NBA in 2005 following open heart surgery. He returned to his alma mater as the coach in 2010 and has led the Cyclones to three straight NCAA tournament appearances. Hoiberg signed a revised contract in April that bumped his average annual salary to $2.6 million and runs until 2023. Iowa senior Aaron White still can't quite put his finger on why the Hawkeyes collapsed last season. What White has learned is that the Hawks will need to worry more about their intensity than their expectations in 2014-15. White will enter next season as the face of the program with Devin Marble's departure to the NBA. It'll be a major challenge for White, the leading returning scorer from a team that reached as high as number 10 in the country before losing seven of their last eight games and falling to Tennessee in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. White says last season taught him and the Hawkeyes not to worry about the high expectations others might have for the team. Well, the Miami Heat have managed to keep two-thirds of their big three. All-star guard Dwayne Wade is staying with the team, saying he has confidence in the organization and the roster being built. The comments come days after LeBron James left the Heat after four seasons to rejoin the Cleveland Cavaliers. A person familiar with the situation says Wade signed a two-year package that includes a player option for the second season. Financial terms were not announced, though it's expected Wade's salary for next season will not reach the $20.2 million that he would have made under his previous contract. Chris Bosh also decided to stay in Miami. Joining the Heat is Luol Deng, who signed a $20 million two-year contract. Deng is expected to compete for the starting spot vacated by James. Also around the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks have acquired swingman Thabo Sefolosha in a sign-and-trade deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Atlanta also received the rights to Georgios Princess and cash considerations for the rights to another player and a trade exemption. Avery Bradley remains a Boston Celtic. He signed a four-year contract, reportedly worth $32 million. Trevor Ariza has officially become a Houston Rocket after being acquired in a three-team trade with New Orleans and Washington. The Rockets get Ariza from the Wizards and forward Alonzo G, guard Scottie Hopson, and a 2015 first-round draft pick from the Pelicans. The Rockets will send center Amir Ashik, forward Omri Caspi, and cash considerations to New Orleans, while the Wizards will receive center Melvin Ealy and a trade exemption. A person familiar with the negotiations says free agent Mike Miller has agreed to a two-year, $5.5 million contract with the Cavaliers, reuniting him with superstar LeBron James. San Antonio Spurs finalized the signing of veteran forward Boris Diaw to a three-year, $22 million deal. The Dallas Mavericks have officially signed forwards Dirk Nowitzki and Chandler Parsons. The Mavs also reached contract terms with 16-year veteran forward Rashard Lewis, who spent the last 2 years with the Heat. And the Chicago Bulls have used the amnesty clause to cut forward Carlos Boozer after four seasons with the team. Boozer came to the Bulls in a sign-and-trade deal with Utah in July of 2010. He had one season left on a five-year deal worth roughly $75 million. The New Orleans Saints and tight end Jimmy Graham have resolved their differences. The club has confirmed that the two sides have agreed to a multi-year contract. Graham skipped all of the Saints' voluntary and mandatory practices and workouts and challenged the NFL's franchise tag process through arbitration. The NFL Players Association filed a grievance contending Graham was used as a wide receiver often enough to qualify for the more lucrative receiver tag, worth about $5 million a year more than the $7 million tag for a tight end. The Dallas Cowboys are releasing Kyle Orton after their backup quarterback missed all the offseason workouts amid reports that he was considering retirement. The 31-year-old Orton started the finale last year after Tony Romo injured his back a week earlier. The Cowboys lost to Philadelphia, their third straight season-ending defeat against an NFC East rival with a playoff berth on the line. The new backup is likely to be Brandon Whedon, Cleveland's first-round draft pick in 2012. NASCAR Truck Series racer Eric Jones has been docked 10 championship points after his winning truck failed a post-race inspection last week in Iowa. Jones, driving the number 51 truck owned by star Kyle Busch, led 131 laps Friday on his way to his first win in 2014, but an inspection revealed that Jones' truck was too low. Crew chief Eric Phillips has been fined $6,000 and placed on probation through the end of the calendar year, and Busch was docked 10 owner points. The 18-year-old Jones will make his NASCAR Nationwide Series debut this weekend at Chicagoland Speedway. And the NCAA's financial picture has drawn interest on Capitol Hill. Two House members have introduced a bill to require the NCAA, schools, conferences, as well as the college football playoff to reveal how much money is flowing through college sports. North Carolina Democrat David Price and Wisconsin Republican Tom Petrie introduced the bill, saying in a statement it would allow for the first apples-to-apples comparison of revenues and spending throughout college sports. The Standardization of Collegiate Oversight of Revenues and Expenditures Act would require the NCAA to make public a standardized financial report for itself and release similar information for schools that already report the data to the NCAA. It would also affect conferences and any entity hosting a postseason competition. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.